पितेव पुत्रस्य सकेव शक्यः प्रिया प्रियायार्हसि देव शोढुम् तस्मत् प्रणम्य प्रणिदाय कायम् प्रसादये त्वम् अहमीशमिद्यम् पितेव पुत्रस्य सकेव शक्यः प्रियः प्रियायार्हसि देव शोढुम् पस्मत् प्रणम्य प्रणिदाय कायम् प्रसादये त्वामहमीशमिद्यम् Okay. Priya priya ya hasi deva sodum tashmat. Therefore, pranamya, offering obeisances, pranidaya, lying down, kayam, the body, prasadaya, to beg mercy, tvam, under you, aham, I, isham, under the Supreme Lord, idyam, worshipable, Pita Eva, like a father, Putrasya, like a son, Saka Eva, like a friend, Sakyahu, with a friend, Priyaha, a lover, Priyayaha, with the dearmost, Arhasi, you should, Deva, my Lord, Shodum, tolerate. You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, a friend the impertinence of a friend, or a husband the familiarity of his wife, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's devotees relate to Krishna in various relationships. One might treat Krishna as a son, one might treat Krishna as a husband, as a friend, or as a master. Krishna and Arjuna are related in friendship. As the father tolerates, or the husband or the master tolerates, so Krishna tolerates. Second verse. Adrista purvam. Should I just chant it? Okay. Adrista purvam hrishishosmi dristva bayena chada pravyahitam manome tadeva me darshaya deva rupam. Prasiddha devasya jigannivasa adrista purvam, never seen before, rishitaha, gladdened, ashmi, I am, drishtva, by seeing, bayena, out of fear, cha, also, pravyayitam, prapratitam, perturbed, manaha, mind, me, my, tat, that, eva, certainly, me, under me, darshaya, show. Deva, O Lord. Rupam, the form. Prasiddha, just be gracious. Deva Isha, O Lord of the Lords. Jaganivasa. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened. But at the same time, my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead. O Lord of Lords, O abode of the universe. Arjuna is always in confidence with Krishna because he is a very dear friend, and as a dear friend is gladdened by his friend's opulence. Krishna is very joyful to see that his friend Krishna, Arjuna is very joyful to see that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can show such a wonderful universal form. But at the same time, after seeing that universal form, he is afraid that he has committed so many offenses to Krishna out of his unalloyed friendship. Thus his mind is disturbed out of fear, although he had no reason to fear. Arjuna therefore is asking Krishna to show his Narayana form, because he can assume any form. This universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. But in the Vaikuntha planets, he has his transcendental form with four hands as Narayana. There are innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, and in each of them Krishna is present by his planetary manifestation of different names. Thus Arjuna desired to see one of the forms manifest in the Vaikuntha planets. Of course, in each Vaikuntha planet, the form of Narayana is four-handed. But the four-handed form holds different arrangements of symbols, conch shell, mace, lotus, and disc. According to the different hands, these forms, these four things are held in. The Narayanas are variously named. All of these forms are one with Krishna, therefore Arjuna requested to see his four-handed feature. Uma jnana timirandasya gnanjana shlakaya chakshurun maritam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Aradyo bhagavan brajesha shtanayoshta dham brindavanam ramya kashtya dupasanam brajavadu bharginava kalpita srimad bhagavatam pramanam mamalam prema pumartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamitam Tatradaranaparaha Om Yam Brahma Varanindra Rudra Muranti Divyestaver Vede Sangapada Kramupanisadir Gayanti Yam Samagaha Jena Vastita Tagatenam Manasa Pashantim Yogino Yashantam Nabiduhu Surasura Ganadevatasme Namaha Panchitat Vatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupaswarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kantara Rakanta Namostute. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Bham, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This universal form, which is, Bhagavad Gita begins with Arjuna on the battlefield, Krishna on the battlefield, and due to Krishna's potency, he bewilders his friend Arjuna. Because one who's a friend of Krishna can never actually be bewildered. But in this way, to produce the Bhagavad Gita, or the song of Krishna, it comes here, it goes through the different, especially the earlier chapters, it talks about karma yoga, transcendental knowledge, and what is Sankhya yoga, and then it begins to touch on Krishna's different aspects of being all-pervasive, and I am the water, I am the taste of the water, I am the sun, I am the moon, or the light of all these things. He explains all these, and then he begins to touch on what is devotion. And this is what we are interested in, is to approach Krishna. Bhaktya mama bijanati, that verse may come up here. Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan yastasmi tatvata. It is the only way to approach Krishna. Now, one may try many other forms of yoga, and there are many, many types of yoga, but one will not come to the end of that. One will not get that relationship. Yoga means to unite, to come together, and to come together, one has to only approach with devotion. So we've understood that is a very simple concept. And to actually come there, one has to have his ego broken down. One has to have his sense of aham, his sense of who I am. It has to change, because we materially conditioned, ahankara vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. We are under the influence of the ego, the false ego, ahankara. Ahankara means I identify, but it's ahankara. It's not the right identity. One assumes according his identity to his body. Therefore, in the animal species, we don't find any animals came here to sit and hear, because they have not the brain substance to do that. They're animals. Their only consciousness is what is their immediate environment. They have no conception of what country they're in, or past or future. They simply are living in their senses for the time being. So the human being, Atato Brahma Jignyasa, he can inquire, he can understand. So this ahankar, which we've identified with our body, this Krishna consciousness movement is so potent, and it is the only religious process that gives you perfect knowledge. How to start and how to end. You may check any literatures you like, and you will find where is the process to elevate the consciousness. Because the consciousness now is covered. Chetodarpanamarjanam. The consciousness needs to be cleansed of contamination. That contamination is just like it's explained by Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It is like a cloudy mirror. You cannot see the reflection. You cannot perceive reality of what is in that, what is you, we are seeing when there is a blockage. If you have your, those who wear glasses, if they have the glasses get dirty, and then they can't, see things. And therefore, the heart being contaminated with the ahankar vimudatma, being bewildered by this false ego, one cannot see and perceive who he is or who God is. There's no conception of what is the absolute truth. So in bhakti yoga process, this is the only process that will be affected. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama, eva kevalam. Kaloa nashteva, 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 gatiranyata. It is so simple, but so difficult to execute. People want to make it complicated. Srila Prabhupada came, and he gave us Hare Krishna, Hare, so simple. But now we got to hear this, and all these thousands of different tunes everybody's got to make up. And they change the tune every 3 minutes. We used to go on the street. When I joined the temple, I wish everybody had that experience. All we did was go on the street. 8 hours, we used to go out at 12:30, and we'd come back at 5:30, and we'd eat. We did this 4 days a week, and we'd eat some peanuts and raisins and lemonade, and we'd go back out by 7 and come back at midnight. And it would be, we had the vans weren't big like they are these days. We used to pack like 18 people in a van, small van. And then we'd jump out. We'd go to the family. We'd go to Fillmore Auditorium. I was in San Francisco. So we'd go to the Fillmore Auditorium, and there'd be some, you know, big name rock and roll band, Fleetwood Mac or, you know, Paul Butterfield or, you know, Taj Mahal, some of these big names. And we'd all light the incense before we got out of the van. And it was cheap incense, so it just, like, went on fire, you know? And we'd each have, like, 20, 30 sticks. And we'd open the doors, and it would, all this smoke would roll out, and here come these bald-headed guys jumping out the van and handing everybody incense. And we had our little bowls, and we were collecting. And, you know, that's what we did. And we would chant, and then somebody would sell books in front of the kirtan, and then we'd change places. Some devotees were more inclined to chant and were better at the collections. And we never counted our money either. Nobody counted the money. We had a paper bag, and whatever you had in your bowl, you threw it in the thing. It wasn't sit there with the ego. Then you get another ego. The egos change constantly, you know. It's amazing to watch it, you know. As soon as one gets a little position, then he becomes puffed up. Srila Prabhupada gave example to one devotee who thought he was the universal form, actually. He thought he was so important. And this is many, many devotees are like this. Maybe I'm guilty too, who knows. We have to pass through these things. But he mentioned that this is one little universe where there's billions of universes. This Lord Brahma has four heads. Just like that story when Brahma went to see Krishna, and then the secretary said, wait out here. And he came out and said, what Brahma? And the Brahma said, what? I'm four-headed Brahma. Then when he came and he asked Krishna, why did you ask which Brahma? And then immediately there were so many Brahmas in the room. 10,000 heads, 10 million, 100 million, 100 million heads. And he told him, this is a small universe, 4 billion miles by 4 billion. Therefore, you only need four heads. This way, Brahma became Aham Brahma, became proud. So when this devotee was being in this mindset, then Srila Prabhupada to break the ego, because guru means to break. If your guru is not slamming you, then he doesn't love you. He doesn't care. He's out for his own self. Watch out. You know, I once came here when this property was being constructed, and there was all bricks, and the first thing was built was Prabhupada's room, so I had a place to stay. But everything else was all broken, and the temple was starting to get built. I came and I gave Srila Prabhupada for Janmashtami, I gave him $108,000. I gave him the receipt that it had been deposited. And he just took it on his desk like that. In the beginning, he used to thank me and say something nice. Then after, he just... And then he went walking on the property, and I had purchased... in those days, we couldn't go to Loy Bazaar and buy a dhoti. There was no saffron dhotis. You had to dye your own dhoti. They didn't have this pre-made dhoti stuff. So we'd buy dye, and then we would, you know, make the color change. So cotton is very easy. You can get the color, and then you can, you know, dye it. But silk is more complicated. Because silk, if you dye it the right color and then you wash it, it'll turn yellow. So you have to get it really dark orange. And after one or two washings, it comes to the saffron color. So I had one brand new dyed one. And then Srila Prabhupada, when I came in the construction site, he saw me and screamed at me. He screamed, why are you wearing that color? Never let me see you with that color again. You know, what could I say? You know, I went and changed the dhoti. I washed it about three times because I only brought two. I was only here for a few days, and then I put it back on, and it was the right color. But Srila Prabhupada was very strict, and he also was very strong. And Lord Chaitanya was the same. He actually, his intimate devotees, he neglected them in a big way, because he knew they were fixed in their position. And he tended and nursed those that were not so strong. Just like you would if you had some children and one of them was a bit weak or not so strong as the others, you would give more attention. It's not that you're neglecting the other children, it's just that this one, he needs some help. So in this way, this devotee, he told him, there is this universe, and there is like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds, there's unlimited. Now in bhakti yoga, or in any way, if you ever speak to anybody about philosophy, actually it's hard to find somebody that actually wants to talk about philosophy and try to research what is the absolute truth. People don't care. They don't care. All they care about is the money in their pocket. And that to them is God. But if you do discuss it, then the first thing they must agree with you is that God is unlimited. And you cannot put a limit on him, or the word God has no meaning at all. It just doesn't mean anything. So how can you limit him to one sun? How can you limit him to one universe? How can you limit him to one of anything? How can you limit him to 10 billion of anything? It is inconceivable. Achintya chintya beda tattva. It is achintya. Achintya ye kalu bhava natams tarking na yo jayat. One should not speculate on something which is inconceivable. So you cannot enter that realm with the mental capacity. Just like an ant with his mental capacity cannot enter into what's going on in this room or how this building was built. It is massive. His brain, well, he does have a brain, he's an ant, but it is very small and limited. So one has to hear. One should hear from the proper authority. Sushu shrosra dadana sya vasudeva katarachi. One should hear from the authority. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana. One should hear in a submissive way. Riddhi antashtove badrani vidunoti shuritsatam. The heart will be cleansed of all contamination. And then one may actually hear it and not listen to it. Because then it may enter. And if you hear from a potent, realized person, it does enter through the ear, karnasraya. It will go into the ear and go into the heart. So he mentioned to that devotee, there is this universe. And in that universe there are many planets floating. And all of them are full of living entities. And there is life everywhere. And here in all the planets, there is 14 planetary system. In the middle, there is an Earth planet, which is in the middle. It's seventh or eighth planet. Higher, there's lower. And in that Earth, there are different continents. And each continent has many cities. And of the different cities in the world, we are in this North America. And in this North America, there are many big cities. Especially in the United States, you have massive cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Baltimore, Boston, just on and on, Pittsburgh, a lot of big cities. And he said, and in that place, there is one city. And in that big city, there are many neighborhoods. And in that many neighborhoods, there is one neighborhood. And in that neighborhood, there is one Hare Krishna temple. And in that one Hare Krishna temple, there's one devotee. He thinks he's the center of the universe. He thinks everything revolves around me. So Krishna, in this way, put it to Arjuna in perspective. Being the friend of Krishna, he is his friend, Saktosime Sakacheti, Rahasyam Hi Atarutamam. I'm speaking to you because you're my friend. And we only speak to our friends in confidence. Somebody else will come around, please go out. The friend is a friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. A friend is a person that you can give your confidence to, and he will not run around and blab it to others. And that's hard to find, because you'll find you've told people something and now everybody knows it. And we've all had that experience. You tell somebody something in confidence, and next thing you know, he's not your friend. Yes. And I've had people that really I trusted and like this and that, and it was amazing. They never said one word. And others, immediately they twist it and the whole world knows. You know, and it's like, you know, why'd you do that? What did you get from that? Now that person has come to me. And I heard even Srila Prabhupada say, speaking to us in his room once, he was speaking about one devotee, and that devotee walked in. And then Srila Prabhupada said something to him, and when he went out, he said, what I said was for your ears. It's not that we're gossiping, but sometimes we have to say, this person is doing like that. So the friend, as a friend, Krishna, this is the internal potency, that Arjuna was under the internal potency of Krishna, and he did not see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He saw him as his friend. And therefore, it's like in previous verses here, where he's saying, you know, oh Yadav, oh my friend, not knowing your glories, you know, I laid with you, I laughed with you, I joked with you. Krishna revealed, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he showed this universal form. So therefore Arjuna just broke down. Oh, what have I done? He felt, I've made offenses by treating you familiar. And in that, this verse here, it is just saying in the same way that please tolerate what I've done as a friend and so forth, being familiar. Well, that is, this universal form is a temporary form. It's not like it's eternally manifested. Krishna manifested, Lord Chaitanya manifested it. He showed his form like this, and other times it was shown, but it's not something that's eternally existing, like in the Narayan planets, the Vaikuntha planets, where the Vishnus live. These forms are eternally there, and one may see them, and they're very nice. And they're not disturbing like that. Any questions so far? Yes, sir.
What's wrong with this color?
It was orange. It's Mayavadi. The Mayavadis have the orange color. In the beginning, we used to get the rock dye. Yeah, like that. We used to get rock dye. That's what we only used in those early days. Anybody know? You can get in the market maybe. It's a rock. It's a very soft clay. And it's reddish. And it's perfectly saffron after you dip your clothes in there. But it washes out quickly. This is steadfast chemical dye, what you have in your dhotis. But this rock salt red clay is a natural dye. And we used to dye our dhotis in that. But it would you have to do it every few weeks because the colors start to fade and fade. And then your other clothes would get all like that. So it's not so common now. But previously, before chemicals came along, that was the color. We don't... Saffron is not something that was used by Vaishnavas. The Goswamis, we never saw them in saffron, six Goswamis. And Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas from Ishwarpuri, and he put on this color because one puts on the saffron color and then he automatically gets respect. Now, that is the other side of ahankara. We were talking, the now aham sannyasi. Before it was aham brahmachari, now aham sannyasi. I am a sannyasi. And then they start demanding respect and using that position to get what they want materially. And then ultimately they're heading for a fall down because they make offenses to to Vaishnavas. Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, and then he fell down in front of Jagannath, and Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, when Mahaprabhu came back to his sense, his consciousness, then Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya said, why are you taking this sannyas? You're young, and as soon as you take sannyas, then everybody starts to give you respect. And then you start to think, I'm a sannyasi and you're a regular person. I'm high and you're low. You immediately make a mental distinctions, and you make offenses against other people. It's like Prabhupada always used to give the example of the man in the Rolls Royce, and he would be thinking, I am Rolls Royce and you are Toyota, or you are rickshaw. And in this way he would think, I am better. So these are all material distinctions, high, low, friend, enemy, duality. These are all the duality. Icha dvesha samuttena dvantva mohena bharata. Desire, from desire manifests duality. Once we have any desire, then immediately there's duality. There's win, there's lose, there's always two sides to everything. Happiness, distress, love, hate, beautiful, ugly, tall, small, everything has the duality. So those who are advanced, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, na Soshati, na Kankshati, Samasarveshu Bhuteshu, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. When you become free from that, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, absolutely peaceful, na Soshati, na Kankshati, no more hankering, no more lamenting. Because these things are all material. They're all on the mental platform. Soshatina samasarveshu bhuteshu, and you see all living entities equal. We make no distinction between, you know, the dog or the cow, or as far as the soul is everywhere. Mad bhakti labhate, then devotion can begin. Then Krishna, you're ready. The field is ripe then for devotion to manifest. And that devotion, which is natural state of the soul. Mukti hitva yatarupam sarupena mevastiti. The actual position of the soul is devotion. But here the devotion is going to our family members. It's going to our country. I love my country. You know, I love my animals. I love everything is, one is giving devotion in the wrong way and they will not get the reciprocation. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Again and again and again. We will go, bhutva bhutva praliyate. In Bhagavad Gita, bhutva bhutva praliyate. That means the material, this universe becomes back into the body of Vishnu, and then again it comes out. The time is immense as far as calculating, because time is eternal, and again we come back. If you look in if you ever look in a Buddhist text, I was in a hotel and it had the Buddhist book in the, like they have the Gideon's Bible in American stuff. They put one book in every hotel in case you get religious one night or something. And I was looking through the Buddhist books, and they have some good stuff in there. Lord Buddha said some very nice things. He tries to explain your situation here and what you're doing in this environment here. He says, and he said that you have been changing bodies for so long, living for some time in that body, and leaving that body. You have been changing bodies so many times that if we stack the bodies up, it would block the sun. You would not be able to see. That's how long you have been here, changing bodies. That eternally we have been here. There's no counting. He says, if we collected all the semen you passed in those bodies, trying to enjoy them, it would fill an ocean. That's how many times you've had sex. So the buck should end here at some point. That's enough. you know, let me take to Krishna consciousness, because it doesn't end. There's no end to it. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna, samudbhavaha, sama, mahasano, mahapapma, vidyenam evairinam. Kama esha, krodha esha, lust, anger. There's no satiation to them. They burn like fire. So, another one? Yes, sir. Not really, not today. This is not the forum for that. I joined, a long time ago. I didn't join anything. I was swept. Just if you go to the beach and you get in the ocean, you get swept. It was a current that was flowing at that time, which was a phenomena, like a tsunami. Prabhupada's mercy came. Lord Chaitanya's mercy came, and we were somehow fortunate enough to be in at the beach at that time and got swept up in the tsunami. But it was a tsunami of bhakti. It was a tsunami of service without material gain. Nobody took a material gain. Everybody was a pure devotee. Now I see that. Probably used to call us pure devotees, and I couldn't conceive, what is he talking about? You know? But now I understand, because everybody is taking now. Everybody's getting paid. Everybody's looking for a little position to get up on the next level. But then nobody did that. Accordingly, you just did. Some of us were better at kirtan, some of us were better at selling books, some of us whatever. But everybody, it was very united, and nobody took anything. And when we saw somebody taking something for themselves, we were shocked. Shocked. I think it was, even though we had not enough food, we never went outside and ate anything. We were hungry all the time. You know, I was 19 or 20. You're hungry all the time when you're that age. You can eat anything. You're hungry. Especially when you're chanting 8-9 hours. And you got your, you know, we were getting 3 or 4 chapatis. And then we got some dal with some vegetables in it. And some rice with a fake butter that tasted like that. So then I volunteered to be the chapati maker. Me and another devotee named Bob Rubahan. Because I was tired of this 3 or 4 chapatis. So, but you know, there was like 30 devotees in a storefront. So we put our bands on our head, and I was making 18 chapatis a devotee. We had them like that. Everybody got a stack. Yeah, I mean, we were just like, we had it down, you know. And devotees loved it, man. Big old thing, everybody take as many chapatis. But nobody took. I think the first time I was maybe in the temple more than about 16 months. And I was in Oakland, California, which I was down with. You heard of the Black Panthers?
Yeah.
They were a radical, militant, anti-establishment organization that was black power, brother. And, you know, they were... I would go in the black area down from a Rhodes department store in Oakland. And it was all, you know, black women, you know, with the little short dresses on, prostitutes. Oh, they couldn't figure us out. We could do it. We were bald head with a bed sheet on, because we didn't have proper dhotis. They'd go to the fabric store and buy this cloth, and it was yellow or white or whatever, orange, and we just cut it. And it was very, you know, it was bed sheet material. You know, it wasn't like this, you know. And so who can get envious of us? If I was just a regular white guy down there, I probably got beaten. But even the Black Panthers felt sorry for us, you know. They did. They would see. The prostitutes would come up and say, "Oh, honey, why are you wearing your bedclothes out here?" What'd your mama say you cut off all your hair? I bet you got nice hair. Why you cut your hair off? And then we'd always give them some incense. And they'd say, oh, you got that strawberry? It was, you know, and whatever they gave, we took 5 cents, 10 cents. And if they didn't, we'd say, can you say Radha Krishna? Please say Radha Krishna or Hare Krishna. And they would, okay, Hare Krishna, thank you. Very simple. But now everybody wants to get paid. Everybody is looking for something, which is okay. Kama, sarva kama, va muksa kama, daridi, tivarena, bhakti yogena. It's all right, according to the Bhagavatam. Come to Krishna. But in an organization, which things should be minimal. One should take minimal. One should not collect or try to get ahead, because then your devotion is finished. You make aparad, finished for this life. You know, and then bad things will happen to you. Especially in Vrindavan. You get 100 times the benefit here. And in Purushottam month, you get 10,000 times. And in Kartik, you get 1,000 times. So that is also true if you make aparad. Then you also get 100 times the reaction, 10,000 times. And that's from also treating devotees improperly or trying to make money here. Prabhupada always said, he used to tell us, when we'd never been to Vrindavan, oh, and Vrindavan is so nice, you know. The only people are there are those chanting and looking for spiritual life. Nobody comes there to make money. And now it is a big money center here. People are making money and building buildings. You see, it's like a city now. And there's nothing here before but peacocks. So... Kiritinam garinam chakrahastam ichami tvam drastu maham tateva teneva rupena chatur bujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte kirtinam. With helmet. Garinam. With club. Chakrahastam. Disc in hand. Ichami. I wish, tvam, you, drashtum, to see, aham, I, tata eva, in that position, tena eva, in that, rupena, form, chatahu bujena, four-handed, sahasrabaho, O thousand-handed one, Baba, just become Vishwamurte, O universal form. O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your four-armed form, with helmeted head, and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita it is stated, Ramadi Murti Shukalda Niyamena Tishtan. The Lord is eternally situated in hundreds and thousands of forms, and the main forms are those like Rama, Narsimha, Narayana. There are innumerable forms, but Arjuna knew that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, assuming his temporary universal form. He's now asking to see the form of Narayana, a spiritual form. This verse establishes without any doubt the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all other features originate from him. He is not different from his planetary expansions, and he is God in any of his innumerable forms. In all of these forms, he is fresh like a young man. That is the constant feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who knows Krishna becomes free at once from all contamination of the material world. And 47, you wanted, Mataji? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
I'll do it. Maya sananena tavajuna dedam rupam param darsitam atma yogat tejo mayam vishvam ananta adhyam janme tvaranyena dadrista purvam sri bhagavan uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said. Okay, I better just read the thing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, happily I have shown you by my internal potency this supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primary form. Unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Purport. Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Krishna, out of his mercy upon his devotee Arjuna, showed his universal form, full of effulgence and opulence. This form was glaring like the sun, and its many faces were rapidly changing. Krishna showed this form just to satisfy the desire of his friend Arjuna. This form was manifested by Krishna through his internal potency, which is inconceivable by human speculation. No one had seen this universal form of the Lord before Arjuna, but because the form was shown to Arjuna, other devotees in the heavenly planets and in other planets in outer space could also see it. They had not seen it before, but because of Arjuna, they were able to see it. In other words, all the disciples, devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. Someone had commented that this form was shown to Duryodhana also when Krishna went to Duryodhana to negotiate for peace. Unfortunately, Duryodhana did not accept the peace offering. But at that time, Krishna manifested some of his universal forms. But those forms are different from this one shown to Arjuna. It is clearly said that no one had ever seen this form before. Questions? Yes, Prabhu.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, Arjuna's kind of flipped out at seeing this universal form. But why then is he asking to see the four-handed form instead of just Krishna?
Well, that was said in the previous verse that Krishna's four-handed form is peaceful. This was terrifying to see universes coming in and out of his mouth, and he was eating everyone and faces were changing. Whereas the four-handed form, go look at Krishna in the temple. Is that something to be scared of? You see?
But I know that, but why not Krishna's two-handed form instead of the four-handed Narayan form? That was my question.
Well, sorry. That will be told later on here, where Arjuna says, and now he shows him, it says up here, he displayed his real forearm form at last, then he showed his two-arm form, just encouraging Arjuna. So Arjuna, when he saw the four-armed form, he wasn't happy either. He wasn't satisfied. He wanted to see the two-arm form. That's what he was attracted to. He said here that Arjuna was not interested in seeing the four-handed form. But since Arjuna had asked to see the four-handed form, so he'd asked to see it. Now Krishna showed him the form, and then again he showed his two-handed form of Shamsundar, the Swarup. Not Shamsundar, but his other form. It's a very beautiful form. Has anybody here been to Dwarka? Went to something to see once in your life. And in the Dwarka, there's the temple of Ranchorji. And Dwarka is situated on the ocean. And it's very dry, that area. I went on Padyatra there. So it was funny because they had the, we were camped out about 2-3 miles from Dwarka, and we were going to go tomorrow in a procession to enter Dwarka. So when we came, you could see this big white temple sticking up on a hill. And I'm not waiting till tomorrow, I'm going today. And the only way you could get there was you had to get sick. So me and a few others made a plan, and I fell down like with the cramps and all that, and they brought the ambulance, and you know, we were in Dwarka and 15 minutes later we're eating at a restaurant instead of that paper, you know, that stuff. But we went into the temple, and the deity is Ranchorji. Krishna, when he ran off from Muchukunda, he was called Ranchor. He ran away. Krishna ran away. But the deity is so nice, and I realized when I saw that deity, because I'd never, you know, I never seen, we see Shamsundar, that's all. And Jagannath, he is also Shamsundar. Mahaprabhu, when he would go into the temple of Jagannath, he saw Shamsundar. That's who he saw. And also Jagannath was also seeing Lord Chaitanya that way. So in this way, when you see that deity of Ranchorji or Krishna Vasudev, then you think, oh, this is the one that spoke Bhagavad Gita. His energy is totally different. It is a totally different Krishna. And his mood is totally different. So I had brought some kus oil made in Vrindavan because I knew he would like it, because he's only thinking of Vrindavan. And we're Vrindavan devotees. So we came to him, and I gave, and the pujari, he tested it, and then he took the whole handful and smeared it on his face. And the mood was, I tell you, just like this. He is like, this Krishna was in Dwarka, it was his kingdom. And then he welcomed us. And it was like, and I was, yes, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Yes, I surrender to you. And he said, okay, you surrendered? Now go enjoy my kingdom. And that was the mood. They even had ice cream there. We couldn't believe it. It was a very nice place, you know, but that's the mood. And if you go to Puri Dham, everybody's been to Puri Dham. I've been there a lot. It's very, Lord Jagannath is like that. He's very mysterious and very easygoing. You know, you can enjoy in Puri devotional life and relax. Where Vrindavan is tight, it is intense. And Krishna is a demanding here. And there's no aparad is accepted here. You cannot do. You're going to do some nonsense, you go to Mayapur. That's why it's like what it is. All them people over there. Devotees from Vrindavan really don't like to go to Mayapur very much. I have seen. Ayendra came, some, you know, many years he would come with the devotees, and they would do this they would have a kirtan mela before Gaur Purnim, and as soon as the day is over, they run out back to Vrindavan. Nobody was enjoying like that. So it is a matter of taste, that is all, according to your mood. And they are all perfect, and they're all correct. It's just accordingly, you may like this form of Narayan or that form of Krishna, and you may have it. And some people may think, oh, I want to be a gopi and all that. Oh, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take anything. You know, anything. Why? Who are they? Let me be a flower collector, or a leaf, a tree, a blade of grass. Anything, Krishna. Anything for service. And somebody is thinking, I want to be a gopi and start meditating on the, you know, Siddhadeha and all this stuff like that. Don't listen to them. Somebody's running around selling a book about Siddhadeha. You should be free from all desire to even think of that, and we're not recommended. That is a personal, and if you're very advanced, that will come. So any more questions about this? Yes, sir. Mike. What is your name and where do you come from?
My name is Godrum Das.
Godrum. Oh, very good.
Yeah. And I'm coming from Simhachland, Germany, together with this group.
Oh, the German group. Okay.
Good. My question is, you didn't like to relate too much to your past life, but you collected so much money for Prabhupada. Do you think it's still possible today and how we can do this?
It wasn't necessary. It was a necessity at that time. What I did was, you know, it was the time, place. You know, nobody would give Srila Prabhupada any money. The temple presidents wouldn't get, they didn't believe in Indian project. You'd think ISKCON was perfect, and it wasn't. It was very divided, and you know, we're all conditioned souls. And we came here, and we didn't really know what we were getting into. Actually, like I said, we got swept up in a tsunami. Next thing you know, I mean, personally, I just got back from Vietnam, and I was kind of shattered myself from my experience over there. And, you know, within 2 months, I was in the temple wearing saffron with a shaved head. And I went to a temple. I went to the Sunday feast on a Sunday, and a week later, I was shaved up in a dhoti. And I gave all my money that I'd saved, and I gave everything. I used to collect record albums, you know. Remember one record album that kind of really I had on my wall was Jimi Hendrix with his face on the universal form. Talking about the universal form. Because, wow, that is the coolest picture I've ever seen. But, you know, his face didn't quite get it. But the rest of it was really cool. You know, so, but you know, that is it. And Prabhupada was so potent, and the surrender was so quick, and the, you know, the relief. And after 6 months, you know, many came and many left. We were having in San Francisco, which was a mecca for people joining the temple because of the hippies and that whole flower power thing. Every week we would shave 6 or 8, 10 people on Sunday. That was Sunday was shave up day. You know, we shave them up. And maybe one would last out of 10. After 2 weeks, they'd all be gone. You know, which was okay. You know, and it wasn't very easy living in a storefront no bigger than this room with 30 people in one toilet. And wait in line, knowing 10 people are out there and you got to get your business done real quick, it makes it 10 times harder. Yeah, so anyway, it's not that I don't want to talk about it, it's just that this was Bhagavad Gita class, and I wanted to talk and glorify Krishna. The way we came and the difficulties, and when, you know, that whole collecting story is, you know, the money has to have some purpose. And Srila Prabhupada personally asked me to do it. And I argued with him. I didn't want to do it. And then it went on here because I'd collected quite a bit of money at one point and gave it to him. But, you know, don't ever do that. If you don't want to be a collector, show the guru you're good at collecting money. Because that's what he's going to have you do. And you'll be doing it for a long time. So, yes, then, you know, the money all went here. And it was quite enlivening to see it. Because Srila Prabhupada had made this a small temple, like Radha Damodar. Do you know that? It was his plan was a small temple. Because Srila Prabhupada, one characteristic about him is he thought he could die at any moment. You know, we say if you want to be a good karma, you should think, I will never die. And if you want to be a good devotee, you should think, I can die anytime. So Srila Prabhupada always thought, I can leave tomorrow. So he wanted to get everything done quickly. So he made a plan, and It was a small temple. And then as I started to send money, we were collecting, and then, okay, he made a bigger plan. And then this was the third plan, what we have now. Because he said, now just make it. So money is not our objective. At the same time, we also memorized almost the whole Bhagavad Gita and the new Bhagavatam. Especially in those days, I could pick out any of 1,000 verses out of the air when I spoke and just say them and know what I'm talking about. You know, since I'm not really actively doing that, I give, you know, last class I gave was in Kartik. So I'm not, you know, really, you do this daily, you become very, you know, efficient in a study. But this is important, jnanam. This is what we're after, not money. And to go sell some books, one should be, the more you talk to people, the more you'll, like in the beginning, when I was in India, I came here in 1971 and stayed for 2 years without leaving. And you know, you're getting questions all the time that I had difficulty in giving a proper answer. So it makes you go back to the temple and start really reading to find out, because you don't like to get stumped or put in a position where you really don't know the answer and you're not happy or satisfied that you cleared their doubt up. So then you study. So the business is preach, and as soon as you get into the collecting, your devotion is done. Unless there's some real need or purpose. You know, we're not after money. Money will come. You know, money is always there. Srila Prabhupada never was after money. And you know, then all of a sudden, George Harrison shows up, Alfred Ford, and they buy the building. You know, so we're after knowledge and devotion. This is our business. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shiksharate Mekap Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dadi Kripambudhiri Ashtamaham Prabhaje. We're after Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So better go chant in the street. Sell some books. But why would you want to get a lot of money? You know? Your guru asked you to get money? Huh? No, it's not necessary. Now people give money. You know, you can sell books around here. It's not a good thing. Yes, sir.
You were talking about...
Your name?
My name is Braj Ananda Das from Rupanuga Veda College, traveling Sankirtan in America.
Rupanuga
Veda College.
Okay.
Kansas City, Missouri, but I'm part of the traveling Sankirtan. You were talking about Ahankar, and so you were also speaking about Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So performing Sankirtan is how we cleanse the heart so that we can actually understand who we are, who Krishna is. And I wanted to know if you could speak about the process of performing Sankirtan and getting free from Ahankar, which I'm thinking, it seems like a slow process, at least to me. I've been performing Sankirtan for 4 years intensively, and I still have this problem. Maybe it's less, a little bit, but...
Yeah, well, I joined 45 years ago, and I'm the same question as you. I don't know. You just go on chanting, and what else are we going to do? I have no other option, but I understand things. It slowly comes. There's Krishna's mercy, and you know, if you don't chant, then you will become covered seriously. So you're doing fine. It's funny, when I joined the temple, there was the first time I went to the temple, there was a guy at the door, and the price was 75 cents to get in for the Sunday feast. This guy was Jayananda Prabhu, the famous Jayananda. And if Jayananda, what can I say? I mean, I'm so lucky, I got Prabhupada's association, and immediately Jayananda, I was with him. He was a very, very special person. So sincere, you know, he just was, you know. And I asked him, how long have you been a devotee? And he said, 3 years. And I was looking, wow, 3 years, I'll be a pure devotee, you know. I was thinking like that. And Srila Prabhupada also was thinking that in 3 or 4 years he could make disciples that would become gurus. So it's a matter of immediately or later, and it's accordingly to our past that yesam tuantakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva mahanir mukta bhajante mam dridavrata. That dridavrata, yesam tuantakatam, when the anartani vritti gets cut, chidyante sarvasamshaya klishyante sarvasamshaya in Bhagavatam. When that knot gets cut, then one is free from that ahankar. That verse is particularly talking about that. So the other things are there first. Tadara jastamo bhava kamaloba dayaschaye. The steps to come there. So it takes. Bahunam janmananante jnanavanmam. After many births and deaths. It is said by Charvabhuma Bhattacharya in his 100 slokas that he glorified Lord Chaitanya. He says in them slokas that after 100 births of worshipping Radha and Krishna, you get to worship Lord Chaitanya. So we've done this before. And if you take 100 lives or 500 lives, if you gave me a guarantee that I would get Lord Chaitanya's devotion in 10,000 years, I'll sign up right now. I can wait 10,000 years. No problem. That's just... flicking, the one life is like the flick of a light switch, that quick. And you realize that when you get up to our age, you start getting older. You know, I used to think I was Mr. Cool, and all of a sudden people call me Papa. Hey, Papa. And I was like, oh, man, I got there, huh? You know, so. But that is, 10,000 switches is nothing. So you have to be patient. That is one of the qualifications, and determined to, I will achieve it no matter what the obstacle is. And you will have obstacles. You end up getting married, life changes, but go on. Never stop chanting. Do your rounds. Do Ekadasi. If you do Ekadasi, do your rounds, and don't get into criticizing too much. You can speak the truth. If you don't speak the truth, that's an aparad too. You know, I can't say anything. Well, then, you know, people are getting murdered in the street and you don't go and help them? No. If people are being cheated or lied to, then you should speak up at any cost. You know? But you do Ekadasi and you do your Namam and observe the holy days and get association, then you'll pass this life. And as Krishna likes, he will reveal himself. He's some. Tesam evandukam paratam aham agyan jantamaha. I am in your heart. Tesam ahamukam gyanam. And I turn on the light. I destroy your ignorance. Agyana, your ignorance. So you know the verse. You just continue. And you've come to Vrindavan. How nice. Prabhupada gave us this place. What did we know? It's Vrindavan. What place? What would we have done? What a place. You know, externally there's so many distractions and disturbances, but the potency, when you chant, you feel it. The Namam goes very sweet here. It goes quickly here, much quicker than outside. Here everything is nice. You can do nice, and you feel in your heart here. Your heart melts. You see Krishna and everything here, your heart starts to crack. You don't know how to deal with it. Wow, that's nice. So that is Vrindavan. One last. Yes, Hare Krishna.
My name is Pranasankirtan Das. I'm from Croatia, Europe. My question is, which stage of spiritual advancement of false ego is destroyed?
It's what?
And what level of spiritual advancement of false ego is destroyed?
ultimately that that according to the Adaushrada Tata Saru Sanguta Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritisha Tato Nishta Ruchi Tata Tata Bhava Tato Bhava Tata Prem Prema. Even in Bhava there's some tinge. Even in the Bhava stage. Just like Bharat Maharaj. He was in Bhava stage. Bhava stage means emotion. Your chant, you're in emotion. You're constantly feeling the ocean in your heart. And constantly you see Super Soul. You're seeing and feeling the spiritual energy. Even he fell down. It's when one sees Krishna directly. When one sees Krishna directly, then that last bit of 2% or 1% of what is left, that becomes extinguished. It is explained in the Shastra, the first time you see Krishna, it is, you will be doing your meditation and Krishna will pass in front of you very quickly. And you will get that 1 second will, that one moment of mercy and his revelation will put you in a state of total hankering, like Narada Muni had. Total hankering, and you'll want to see it again, and you will only think about that. And because that will increase your desire to have it. And it's tatra lolyam mulam ekalam. Everything is greed. The more you want it, the more greedy you get, then you can achieve Krishna. So Krishna gives you just a taste, just a small, and then at that point you become mad. And once you see Krishna actually, then you're not like any other person on earth. You're very different than anybody else. And you never go back. There's no question of going back. You know, you become a lover of Krishna. I've seen some of Prabhupada's godbrothers who have achieved this. I've been around them. And when they got that, you know, 2 or 3, then they didn't. I saw also one of our God brothers that achieved this. They don't want to come back down on the level. They're finished. They don't want to come back here. So it appears to be a coma. Just like Pramod Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada's God brother, he was 99. And I went to see him. He was supposedly in a coma. But nobody in a coma is doing this. The fingers were moving. Like that, constantly. He didn't want to, he had gotten the mercy. And that stunning, inconceivable, original natural position, he had achieved his sarup. He didn't want to come out, so he was in that coma. And I saw another one, Prabhupada's God brothers, because Prabhupada was always like, he was always like there, he was there. But them, I saw them before, and they were very high-level devotees and very advanced. But when all of a sudden, another one, he did not want to talk to anybody for 8 months. He stayed in his mosquito net. It appeared that he was ill, but he wasn't. And then when he came out, then he started to travel, to preach to around the world. And he was already almost 90 when this happened. So, you know, they comes to that point where one goes into trance, another one I saw, he was always so friendly with me, then all of a sudden he didn't recognize anybody for 3 months, 1 month at a time, and all of a sudden, where have you been? I haven't seen you around. I said, no, Maharaj, where have you been? And he would smile, and he would say, it's very nice, you should come. Don't stay here. Don't stay here. So these great personalities are gone. There's very not left. Prabhupada was the supreme acharya and incarnation avatar, extremely potent, but there were others. And to think that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta didn't make many, many pure Vaishnavas is such a stupid thing that someone would say, but one has to be able to distinguish who had motive and who didn't. But there were others. And those that could see, because it is spiritual eyes, then they can see who is where in the spiritual line. So some we worship, some we give respect to, and just go away. You know, everyone's come to Krishna. I've heard others say, oh, I don't go to the temple. And all the devotees are all like this. I said, yeah, but you're going to play golf with these karmi meat eaters. At least they've come to Krishna. You don't have to intimately mix, but you should give some respect. They've come here, no matter what condition they are here. And they're better than anyone out there. That's all. So we got to keep the big picture in mind. Otherwise it gets, you know, like a little one of them soap operas. You know, everybody's picking his fault out and that one's doing that. There's a community thing, you know, so it gets petty. Are we finished? It's time for Artik. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Vanchakalbhata Rubhihasta Kripa Sindhubhye Vachapatita Anam Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama. Thank you for coming, giving me a chance to say something.
Oh, sweet Indian.
Shri Radhe Shyam
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Trimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Paschatya Desatarine Iba jayo jayo gura chande aroti kosoba. Iba jayo jayo Gora chande aroti kosoba. jahanabi tata bane jagamanalo bha jahanabi tata bane jagamanalo bha Iva dakhine nitaye chan bame goda dhoro Iva dakhine nitaye chan bame goda dhoro nikote